Hello, Holt Public, and welcome to our 233rd Talk With Us Tuesday podcast. This is Superintendent David Hornack from Holt Public Schools, and I'm here with my good friend, the Delhi Township Supervisor, Mr. John. Hey, Holt, John, how are you, and how are things in the township?
Well, like I always like to say, Doc, things are really going good. In fact, I'd like to say I really enjoyed our podcast last week when we had the real estate guy come on, and he said there's only 5 houses available in Holt. That shows everybody wants to move into Holt. It's a great place. And, hey, we had fun with the Easter egg drive-through. Several hundred cars came through with the people, and they all enjoyed that. Got had something for the children and everything. And, hey, you know, just the other thing, I enjoyed going to your coffee hour last week. I think that was the first coffee hour you've had in about a year. And that reminded me of the coffee hour we had in Diamonddale a couple years ago, and we was talking to some of the PTO people out there, and they were talking about how old the school was in Diamonddale and how some of the water was running down from the roof into the kitchen, and they didn't want to tell you that because, you know, it's kind of bad and things like that. So I thought it'd be good to bring a couple of those people on that have been telling us what they're going to do with the whole schools. I know I see the holes in the parking lot, and I see a few things like that, but I don't see inside the buildings. And so I know I'll let you introduce yourself, but we have Jeff from Granger's. And Jeff, you must know what's going on inside those schools that we don't, maybe the parents know. What do you think are looking at on those?
Thanks, John. As you said, my name is Jeff Tooley with Granger Construction. And going back to 2018, Holt Public Schools solicited proposals for a facility assessment of all of their buildings and properties. And Granger, along with 2 other independent consultants, were hired to perform those assessments. So we looked at the entire site, parking lots, sidewalks, the exterior of the building, and then worked our way inside the buildings to look at those things that most people don't see, working in the bathrooms, in the mechanical plumbing spaces in the building. It was absolutely amazing to see, one, how well the school district has been taking care of what they have of buildings exceeding many years, 50 plus years old. But the equipment, the facilities are tired, and it proved that through our assessment. We were tasked with trying to identify systems, components of the buildings that are beyond their useful life. And with our assessment, we identified all of that, and then we were able to put an estimate to what it would take to replace those or fix them or upgrade them. So it was a very extensive process that took several months, and we had multiple presentations to the Board of Education to let them know what we were seeing, along with the participation from each building's administrator and facilities director. So we had great involvement from the school district to support us and help point us in the right direction, but it was up to us to identify what these buildings needed. And as you said, lots of potholes, sidewalk issues, the buildings on the outside and on the inside are tired.
I remember when I first met Dr. Hornick, and we were on the whole business science board, and this was several years ago, and he had a weekend, I think he was the only one around, and water was coming out of the wall at the junior high, and I remember that's the first time he had to deal with plumbers and the school, and the water was coming out of the roof. I still remember that, Dr. Hornick, and that wasn't one of your typical jobs as a superintendent of schools.
John, that was the first year and the very first day of school. It was Labor Day weekend in 2015, and I called off school for 2 days at the Holt Junior High. Now, I became an instant hero because the junior high kids really loved the fact that I gave them 2 inclement weather days before school even started. But the reality is, that's real. I just want to share that Granger did a nice job illustrating the facilities assessment that took place. We also surveyed our staff. So we had staff involvement way back from 2018 involved in helping us understand what's working and what's not in our schools. And through that lived experience, we created this really robust document that now sits on the Holt Public Schools website for the public to take a look at. I'd also like to share that what is being shared by Holt Public Schools is cleared by our bond council and approved by our bond council. So, you know, what our guests are sharing today has been reviewed by our bond council, and we are, you know, sharing accurate and timely information with our public as often as we possibly can in a variety of methods, even on our podcast today. So Jeff Hoig from GMB, you joined the process somewhere around June or July of 2020. Would you talk about where we've been and bring us up to, you know, basically today?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dr. Hornack. Yeah, we had the opportunity to join the team late last summer. You know, we were actually pretty excited to get our hands on this this document, this facilities assessment that was done by the prior team, including Granger Construction team. And it was a great sort of introduction into the district, you know, the existing infrastructure, trying to get a sense for where all those parts and pieces are within their expected life cycle. So great starting point. What we did from that point was start to evaluate the facilities maybe from a different perspective as well. We were starting to look at usability, trying to understand how are these buildings supporting teaching and learning. You know, in a lot of cases, these buildings are, you know, 70 plus years old. And so, you know, we know that teaching and learning looks a lot different in 2021 than it did when these buildings were originally constructed. And so I think that's a huge part to try to understand that programming piece. You know, some of the other lenses that we looked through as we were evaluating the facility had to do with safety and security. Again, you know, these buildings were built at a time when a lot of students walked to school. There weren't school buses coming to every single site. Parents weren't driving their kids to school. And that looks very different now. And so what we try to determine is how can the sites where the buildings are located effectively support all of those different types of traffic, whether it's pedestrian, whether it's vehicular, whether it's bus, and how can we do that in a way that's safe? How can we make sure that we're limiting access to the buildings to the people that are supposed to be there, but at the same time, making sure that they're still feeling welcoming to students and parents alike? So those are really the lenses that we began to look through. Those are things that are a little harder to see. And the only way that we can really do that, and you've heard a common theme here of engagement, right? We need to talk to staff members. We need to talk to principals and really understand where some of those functional challenges are. Really out of that, where we kind of landed was a combination of needs that were identified that involved those facilities assessment pieces that were developed going back to 2018. So things like roofs, things like parking lots, things like HVAC that needed to be upgraded, but also some of these more programmatic needs like safety and security, like modernizing learning environments and really, you know, getting them to the point where they can support teaching and learning in 2021 and beyond. And we really kind of coalesced around four main topics in this bond. And so the number one was infrastructure. That's been really important from day one. Number two, you've heard me say it, safety and security. Number three, learning environments. And number four, innovation. And innovation is really that category that we, you know, just continue to look for ways that the district can support innovative programming that can be offered to different students district-wide.
You know, Jeff, I gotta say, my daughter went to Elliott School. She's 43 now. I didn't realize it was 30 years ago. And I used to just walk into school. If I wanted to visit, I'd walk into school, walk to her classroom. I never saw anybody or anything. Now when I go to some of those elementary schools, you have a buzzer, you beep, but I buzz that, and there might be one secretary in the office when I walk in. If I turn to the right and the office to the left, if they don't see me, I know there's one officer at the high school. So with what you hear, I'm sorry, with what you hear on the news nowadays with some of these schools, you got to have some kind of security. I would worry nowadays if any adult that wasn't supposed to be in these schools gets in the schools. So I'm sure you got some good technology there to protect our children when they do get into school. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And I appreciate you sharing that experience, John. You know, some of the things that we're looking for, number one, first and foremost, making sure that we've got a clear sense of entry is really, really, you know, sort of foundational when it comes to safety and security. Making sure that we've got transparency, visibility, we can see people coming and going. You know, when people come to the buildings, they know right where to go. We can avoid a lot of problems just by doing that. And we really think about security in terms of layers, right? So we talked about the site, we talked about establishing that clear entrance, but even small details like making sure that we've got the right door hardware on the classroom doors so that teachers can lock that from the inside versus having to pull a key out and try to lock that from the outside. Those are the details that really matter, especially when, you know, it can be a very time sensitive situation. And so just preparing the district for the possibility of unfortunate incidents like that, that's important work.
So we've come through all of the engagements. We have collected and proposed a plan, general scope and sequence. Can you talk a little bit about the Department of Treasury and making sure that the project has been cleared by the state of Michigan before it even gets to the ballot? And then maybe we can finish this podcast with where we are today in terms of Election Day and what have you.
Yeah, that's a great question, Dr. Hornack. The Department of Treasury process is a really important mechanism and really a milestone that we, you know, pursued throughout this process. And so really what that means is we had to put together a comprehensive application with data about the needs that were identified. That included cost information that, you know, we worked together with the Granger team to assemble. That included things like enrollment projections. It shows a history of where the district has been relative to student enrollment, where they are and where they're going over the next 5 years. And that's a really important tool because that, I think, is goodwill toward the community members to make sure that we're either not overbuilding or underbuilding. We're really trying to right size the district for the foreseeable future. And that's an important piece. It contains a financial pro forma that is put together by the district's financial advisor as well. And it, you know, that models things like, you know, what are interest rates going to do over the next several years? How is the district going to grow from a taxable value? So very much a comprehensive document that goes through several layers at the state of Michigan, gets vetted and evaluated and then approved. So we actually couldn't get ourselves to the point of placing this on the May ballot without going through that process and getting those approvals through the Department of Treasury. I guess in regards to where we are now, Dr. Hornack, so really we're just at the point now where we're trying to communicate the scope of this work and you know, there's a lot of details and there's a lot of information and we're just trying to think, support the district in coming up with different ways to make sure we're communicating with folks in a way that they like to receive information. So whether that's going to the district's website, whether that's consuming content on social media, whether that's seeing bond boards in person in the buildings, just really trying to cover as much ground as we can relative to getting information out to the community members and giving them an opportunity to get their questions answered as well.
You know, Doc, I just got to say one more thing. Mark Jenks, I told him I was going to be on this podcast today, and Mark Jenks wanted me to thank you for what the schools do for the community. You provide the baseball and softball fields. You let his Parks and Rec kids play basketball. There's no charge back to the community on that. So it's just great. We'll help you out. You help the community out like that. We don't keep track of the ledgers on that, but our kids really appreciate what the schools have for them, and Mark Jenks just wanted me to thank you on that, Doc, so thank you.
Thanks, John. Final thoughts from our bond partners. Anything else?
You know, we're excited to continue to help the district working towards the May vote and sharing any information that helps the voters better understand the process.
Yeah, I would say likewise. It's been awesome to participate with this community over the last several months, getting to know a lot of people. You know, John Hayhoe isn't somebody I met until today, but I've seen that name as somebody participating at the community level in terms of different engagements that we've had. So we're excited for the district. We think that this has the possibility of bringing a lot of opportunities to the district, not only from a facility standpoint, but just, you know, really elevating the educational experience for kids and whole public.
We love that. Thank you for your time, both Jeff Tooley from Granger and Jeff Hoig from GMB. Folks, you've heard it here. This has been our 233rd Talk With Us Tuesday podcast between Superintendent David Hornack from Holt Public Schools and the Delhi Township Supervisor, Mr. John Hayhoe. Folks, we are on spring break. As a reminder, make sure you have a good book and remember to read. Thanks for listening. Be well, everyone.